Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It has always fascinated me a bit that Judas has held such a place of such great disdain among so many people, so many Christians, because of his betrayal of Jesus. I mean, granted, what he did was pretty low and selfish and disloyal. He sold out Jesus, his friend, his teacher, his Lord, the man he'd been following around for 3 years for, 30 pieces of silver. No one likes a traitor. And thus, in the book Dante's Inferno, Judas is placed at the lowest level of hell, frozen into a lake of ice, right there next to Satan, the betrayer of God. And, of course, Brutus and Cassius, the betrayers of Caesar. But there's another man in the account of Jesus' death whose actions were equally as treacherous and disloyal. In fact, some might argue that this man's actions were even worse than Judas' actions, because this man was a closer friend to Jesus. He'd known Jesus longer, and he had sworn an undying allegiance to Jesus only hours before. This betrayer of Jesus was, of course, Peter. In the hours before his arrest, Jesus said to his disciples, "This very night, you will all fall away on account of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." But Peter replied to him, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." And Jesus responded to Peter, "I tell you the truth, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. But Peter, he declared again, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." Some hours later, Jesus was arrested, and he was brought before the Jewish High Council to face charges and to stand trial. While Jesus was being questioned, Peter was sitting in the courtyard just outside, and a servant girl came up to him and said, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it before them all. "I don't know what you're talking about." And he went out to the gateway. Another servant girl saw him and said to the people there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied it again, this time with an oath, "I don't know the man." After a little more while, those standing around said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away." And he began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know the man." And immediately a rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the words that Jesus had spoken just a couple hours earlier. "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and he wept bitterly. One can only imagine the sense of guilt and shame and embarrassment and regret that was running through Peter's heart and mind at that moment. Not only had he betrayed Jesus, but he had failed Jesus and himself. And he had placed his salvation in grave danger. Because you see, Peter no doubt remembered Jesus' words from earlier on in his ministry, where Jesus stated, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven." And now here he was, disowning Jesus. Not once, but three times. And thus he went out and he wept bitterly. It's a tragic story. It's a story of betrayal and arrogance and overconfidence and failure. But most of all, it's a story of forgiveness. Because you see, the story doesn't end there. The story continues on by Jesus dying on a cross as the sacrifice for the sins of the world, and by him rising from the grave as the victor over death, and then by him going and meeting with Peter and the other disciples on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And on the shores of that lake, Jesus gave Peter the opportunity, not once, but three times, once for each of his denials, to confess his love for Jesus. And Jesus demonstrated his love and his forgiveness for Peter by then commissioning him to feed and to care for his followers. Peter had said, "I don't know the man." But Jesus still knew, and he loved Peter. And when he died on the cross, Peter's sins were also among those sins that Jesus was dying there to forgive. I don't know that I have ever verbally denied knowing Jesus, but I'm quite certain that my words and my actions have failed him and have betrayed him. He chose me to follow him. And too often I make a path of my own choosing. He called me to be a witness for him. But too many times my actions in no way reflect him. He exhorted me to trust in him always. And yet too frequently my faith is shallow and my trust is sporadic. He predestined me to be his child, and he predestined you too. And yet all too often our words and our actions betray and deny him. And they say to others, "I don't know the man." And yet he always knows us. And he will one day, before his Father in heaven, acknowledge us. Because you see, he has already forgiven us of all of our sins through his suffering on the cross and through his resurrection from the grave. Even though at times we are unfaithful, like Peter, we don't confess him as we ought to confess him, yet we know that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. And that by his grace, he will restore us in the same way that he restored Peter. And because of that, we will live with him forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior, amen.